Welcome back to the Resilience Institute podcast today for episode 17. And as you guessed it, today we are going to be talking about manual therapy and whether you should be getting it or not. And it's believed by many to be a treatment option that will have a large effect on things like injury, performance, and overall well-being. Like, people think it's going to break up scar tissue, release their tight fascia, or people even think it's going to flush out toxins from their body. And the research generally suggests otherwise for all of that. And today I'm going to discuss what the research says and what I think you should do. So before I even get into it, I even did a massage course back at uni and I thought it was so good and I believed it had all these amazing powers. I had a table and tools, I did a course, and I used to offer it before and after my training sessions. But when I started to read more and learn more about how it doesn't really do anything that I thought it did, I stopped offering it. I sold my equipment, put all of my focus into how to actually make people resilient and robust, and here we are today. So I used to think it as well. So if you think it does all these great things, don't feel bad about it. That's what I'm here for. That's what we are here to do as humans, to learn and to actually think about things and not just blindly follow what we get told. So manual therapy is anything where a therapist uses their hands or a tool to treat a patient. So it could be a soft tissue injury, it could be they're manipulating a joint or their whatever. And these can include some examples of like standard massage, you have instrument assisted, you have massage guns, cupping, spinal manipulations, myofascial release, trigger point releasing, joint mobilizations in general. But before I get into the research and my thoughts, I want you to think about this. If manual therapy and manipulation and pressure could do what many people claim it can, what would happen to contact sport athletes? So think about rugby union. Think about each time someone tackles someone, gets tackled, gets shoulder charge, bumps someone at high speed, gets squished at the bottom of a ruck. If our joints and our fascia and tissues were so easily manipulated or changed or released or whatever people claim, we would be dislocating joints, our bones would be swinging side to side, our discs would actually slip out of where they sit, muscles would not sit in the place they're meant to sit, we would be unstable, injury-prone messes. And I'm not against manual therapy because I don't think it can't help anyone and that it's useless. I'm against it because of how clients are manipulated, no pun intended, into thinking it's the solution to their problem and it's going to fix them. And it's the false claims that people make about manual therapy that are wrong, not the actual therapy itself. It definitely can help people, but not the way they think it does. Very far from the way they think it does. And that's what my job is today. So I'm going to help you actually how to understand how it works and times it can be beneficial, and then the times it's complete bullshit. So firstly, what ways can it help? So at a core level, soft tissue work is neuromodulation, which is the alteration of nerve activity through targeted stimulus. So it means when your muscle gets pressed on, you're changing sensations and perceptions and the nervous system and how it's working in the brain. So this can be extremely helpful. Like when someone feels a bit stiff or tight around a joint in rehabilitation and you need to relax it so a patient can access more range of motion or feel good to complete their rehab exercises, it's great. But although it may feel like it, it's not actually changing tissues or structure. And it can also, in the short term, decrease pain by relaxing the nervous system through that same pathway. So for a short amount of time, let's say generally less than 24 hours, and that's where you see people who say, I got a massage and I felt great and I woke up the next day and it hurt again. It can decrease pain for that short amount of time. And then that will help with completing our active modalities, which is at the end of the day, that's what we want, to be actively strength training and exercising. It can also increase local tissue temperature by increasing blood flow before training. But you know what else does the exact same thing and costs $0? Movement. Exercise and movement, thank me later, I just saved you $90. The other main way it works is placebo. So I'm sure if you follow me on Instagram, you've heard me talk about placebo all the time. And placebo is where there's medicine or a procedure that's prescribed for the psychological benefit. So rather than actually having any physiological effect. And because people think a massage is going to improve recovery or they think that the acupuncture or the cupping is fixing their tissue, or that a massage gun will make their muscles better by tomorrow. It does. It changes the way their brain perceives how they feel, because they expect it to get better. And that's what a placebo is. They're expecting it to be better, because the brain is such a powerful thing. And when a client or a friend or a family member says that's why they're going to get a massage, or they're doing soft tissue work, or they're foam rolling, I'm all for it. Like, I'm not going to shit on what someone wants to do. Like, just static stretching, foam rolling, all those things, massage. If someone enjoys it and think it's going to improve them, then go for it, as long as they're happy to pay for it. But not cupping. Like, cupping, that shit's whack and it makes you look silly. I'll never say yes to cupping, but all those other things are generally fine. But it's when people think that they're going to flush toxins, or their scar tissue is going to move or be released, or they're releasing a trigger point or any bullshit like that, because they're paying money for that, and they're paying money for something that's not going to do what they think it's going to do. And that's when I hate it, and that's when I'll stand up against it and claim and go against people who say that's what it's doing, because that's bullshit and you're stealing people's money. So what I'll do is I'll go over a few of the common treatments below, and we can discuss why they may not be good. And straight off the bat, the best one I continually see is an instrument-assisted soft tissue massage. And research has continually demonstrated it doesn't matter what tools you use, what pressure you press, what angle you scrape. It's impossible to release fascial adhesions and release tight fascia. Fascia, if you don't know what it is a thin casing of connective tissue. And what it does is it sits around your organs, your blood vessels, your bones, nerve fiber, muscle, and it keeps everything in place where it's meant to. And this can only be released by a freaking surgeon's knife. You have to go under surgery to release it. Scraping with a metal tool doesn't break up scar tissue. Same as the fascia, it can only be done by getting surgery. So scar tissue, fascia, you can't release it by pressing on it with a metal tool. Just like any other massage, it does have the short-term effects like I was talking about. Instead, you're just using tools to do it, and you're paying someone to scrape you with metal. Spinal manipulation, or basically any other manipulation, it doesn't put things out of place or back in place. As much as they have you believe, you getting a certain joint or a vertebrae or a bone targeted doesn't actually work. Like, it's not specific to where they say they're pressing. And on top of that, you hearing that pop or a crack, it doesn't actually mean anything. And the best thing is, research has shown that manipulations, they don't actually reduce pain or function that much. Like, it's not worth you paying to get someone to do it for what it costs and what it does for you. Your brain, again, in this placebo, sees the process and the theater from the practitioner going, pulling you this way, pressing you that way, and thinks it must work. And it does. Your brain goes, oh, okay, I feel good now. And then after a day, you go back to feeling the exact same. Cupping, I hate cupping. It does not increase blood flow to your muscles. It doesn't flush out toxins like people say it does. Like, yes, I know you've probably seen the darker the marks, the more toxins you remove. That's bullshit. It doesn't release muscles or fascia, and it doesn't improve recovery or performance. Massage guns. Research has demonstrated they do not reduce soreness any better than simply stretching or exercising, which is an active movement, and it's not going to cost you any more money. The frequencies that the guns do, the models, whatever the gun is, the settings, whatever else they market you, they do not make any difference. Acupuncture, there's been many studies and it shows that you don't, there's actually been a few that it shows you don't even need to puncture the skin, and that toothpicks pressed on the skin work just as well as a needle puncturing the skin. Other studies show that it's basically, and I actually quote, a theatrical placebo. So I want you to think about that next time you go to get acupuncture. So long story short, manual therapy is never, it is never essential. It's not necessary. It's not essential. It's not essential or necessary for pain, disability, to fix injury. It doesn't do what the therapists say it does, market it does, whatever their ads say, whatever bullshit you see, it doesn't do what you think it does to your tissues or your structures. Does it have a time and place? Yes, like anything. Would I rather exercise or strength training or active movement? 99.9% of the time, yes. Research has shown time and time again that active movement, walking, running, strength training, all completed in a graded exposure fashion, are the gold standard for rehabilitation. At the end of the day, even with rehabilitation, tissues have a good natural history, which means you can basically do anything and you're going to get better. Yes, you may have better ways to reduce the risk later on. You may get stronger with it and things like that and make more muscle. But over time, the body heals itself. You don't need to rub a hand or a tool on an area. It's not going to trigger the same response from the brain and from in a physiological point of view in terms of growth and strength and all these other cool molecules and whatever the body does to heal tissue and get tissue stronger as actually loading it does. So you need to load the tissues and structures to get them stronger and more resilient. Rubbing and pressing shit and sticking shit does nothing. So I hope that helped a little bit. I hope it saves you $90 next time you think about going to do a massage or cupping or any of that bullshit. Unless you've got an experienced therapist who's saying this will help you on the side in your rehabilitation or your training. So until next time, we'll talk about some other shit and I might debunk other things. But until next time, take care.